at the village post office by the Edison Vaudeville Company.
Morning, Reuben.
Morning, Mr. Postmaster.
Hey, Zeb, quit that fiddling and send your chores. I guess I'm sorry I let that boy take lessons.
Look out for your cat, Si. My dog might get at her.
You look out for your dog. Angeline will take care of herself.
Any letters for me this morning?
Yes, I think there'll be one letter. No, it ain't. It's a postal card from Lem Hawkins. And it says, Reuben Skinner, you don't keep your brindle cow out of my
head. Here, here, here. Give me that postal. I'll read it myself.
Well, by gosh, look at Hiram's new horse.
Looks like the horse tells about in the Bible.
I believe it's the same horse.
Howdy, boy.
Howdy, Hiram. Howdy, howdy.
Give me 2 cents there, Mr. Postmaster.
Will I put it on the letter for you?
No, I reckon I'll put it on myself.
Then I put it on the letter to do my good.
Well, how's things, Si? Pretty dull, ain't they?
Yes, but you just wait about a fortnight and things will be pretty well set up.
What's going to happen?
Blowing.
Say, Si, what smells so around here this morning?
Fertilizer.
For the land's sake.
Yes, that's what for.
What?
For the land's sake.
Hey, Si, you keep picker self-raising flower?
No. Don't keep it. Sell it. Hey, Zeb, if you don't stop that darn fiddling while we're talking.
Oh, let him play, Si. What is that, Opry?
No, it's a new song come through the mail. He's the words on it.
Give me the fiddle and I'll play it.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
One day last week we took a train and went to New York City. The folks all said to see us go, it was an awful pity. They said, now don't be careful, boy, don't cut the penny capers. For if you do, you're bound to get your name in the daily papers. A man came up to Cyrus Green and said, ain't your name Adam? Si said yes and winked at me, of course we knew we had him. We never bought the gold brick yet, perhaps you think it's funny. You bet we will have one soon, we're saving up our money.
Kinda trimmed them, didn't you, Andy?